Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
That was the final call of the Chiefs' win over the Texans. Nothing special, just ho-hum 23-14. As the Chiefs have been doing all season long, now they go to their seventh consecutive AFC Championship game, which comes on the heels of Patriots going to eight straight AFC Championship games. So 15 straight years, AFC Championship game is either Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, or both in there mixed in.
One time.
The transition, which... prevented Mahomes from being the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, Mahomes himself actually came out and said, I'd have a hard time being called the GOAT or embracing the idea of being better than Brady, mostly because he beat me in a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean,
of course, an AFC
Championship. Those are the only two games that prevent... He'd already be the greatest quarterback of all time if he'd won those games. It would be over.
Yeah, but he did.
Over, but he didn't. So now he's chasing history. He needs to one-up Brady. He'll have the opportunity to keep that going. And I know that rubs you people... that are listening here to WEEI Afternoons, 2 to 6.
Dan, would you mark down 229, first you people of the day?
Yes, can do.
That rubs you people the wrong way because I think there's a new spin on a famous phrase, not Wiggy's version, but the T-shirt. Remember that they hate us because they ain't us?
Mm-hmm.
You hate them because they are ya. That's who you are.
I hate them because
they are ya. The Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are the Patriots. That's just the reality. Now, they could do things the Patriots never did. And I'm not talking about win seven Super Bowls. I'm talking about here and now. They're in the AFC Championship game. They've won two consecutive Super Bowls. They're looking to win three consecutive Super Bowls. Never been done before, right? Never been
done. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
And I find the insecurity that it is causing in Patriot Nation interesting. Interesting.
I feel like when you say people. Interesting, I feel like when you say interesting, the way that you paused, then delivered it and kind of pursed your lips, I feel like there was a little judgment in there.
I would say you should feel like you're above that. Should feel like, well, how many Super Bowls do they have? And we have six and we went to nine. Oh, did I mention that win yesterday, Andy Reid? You know what number win that was?
Was that 300?
Oh, that was 300.
How many does that put him behind Bill Belichick?
Oh, I can get you that. I looked that up.
You sure you don't have it tattooed on the inside of your wrist?
I can tell you he's 2 years from passing Bill and 3 years from breaking the record, basically, using rough estimates of victories, which we all know we learned with Bill. Rough estimates of victories can fall apart very quickly.
Oh, he threw
as
for
they
350
did.
Yards.
So Don Shula, 347.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick, 333. George Papa Bear Halas, 324. 300 for Andy Reid. So he's 33 behind Bill Belichick.
Now, this is both...
2 years.
Audience should know this is both postseason and regular
season. So, for example, this year, he went 15-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he has another one. So that's 16. So he can get 16 wins in a season. Yeah, he could get 17.
He might get 18 this year.
So,
I don't want him to.
And by the way, it also gets easier when they add maybe an 18th game to the schedule. It gives him more opportunities to win games.
Who wants 18 games?
Or if they change the playoff format, there is... I am definitely being set up here. You know what else is missing on my screen?
The call screener.
Yes.
I was going to ask you...
I got no clock. I got clock.
This
I got
is
no
great.
Clock. I got no call screener.
You know what this is?
Who's setting me up here?
Super
Arcan, you son of a...
Super nerds. You know who it is? It's Ordway.
Could be Ordway.
The ghost of Ordway.
Past.
In Star Trek lore, for sci-fi nerds listening to the program today, and we appreciate all of you, live long and prosper. In Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, one of the goats of sci-fi films.
I think you're on the wrong show.
No. There's Rich Keefe listening right now. Rich, text me.
You're not on
the
Rich Keefe show. He would care.
I know. He would. Too bad. This isn't the Andy Hart show. It's WEIF. Now, you're the first name, and your big, large person face is right there in the middle of the billboard. There are other people on the show who get to say things from time to time.
You think Ted cares about...
He might be like, Fitzy, I had no idea. That's great.
Stuff?
Yeah, and then he's going to be like, oh, I'll be Sulu, and you can be Spock, and we'll have a grand old time. There's a thing called the Kobayashi Maru, which is the unwinnable situation in which they program everything to go wrong to see how you handle it. I would not be surprised if Ken...
Like Mac Jones, second year.
Correct. He's giving you the unwinnable scenario.
He didn't pass the Kobayashi...
Maru. Kobayashi Maru.
Kobayashi Maru. Yeah, it broke Mac Jones. It's not going to break me. I'll go nonstop. No clock, no callers. I'll just go straight through.
No commercials.
Arcan, don't even come. Don't even come in tonight. I'm going straight to 10 o'clock. If they want to break me, I won't even leave. I will go nonstop, non-breath, straight through. 617-779-7937. You can call in, and at some point, I'll figure out how to see you and how to get you on the air and all of those various things.
Quick question. Can I leave at 6?
No, you can't. We're a team. That's the kind of team player
We're
you are.
We're locking the studio doors.
Right.
No one in, no one out.
Lock the gates. Once Ted gets in here, that door locks and no one leaves until we have calls and we have fun. This is like a Griswold family vacation. We're going to be the happiest crew this side of the nut house.
And Danny F. and Ken.
Yes. Seriously, though, where's the call screener? Anyone, Ken, can you come down later and after you fix the clock?
I'll get it. It's right next to you, no?
No, it's not.
It isn't.
It's nowhere to be found. I can't see the calls.
Okay. I also clicked on the icon that said call screener, and all it did was open up another folder, none of which are call screener. This is a disaster, people.
The Twitch
proportions.
The Twitch comments. So help me, Zod. The Twitch comments are amazing. Please, nobody call. Everybody call. Andy, slow down. Hart, shut up. Ha, ha, ha. This is the funniest radio I've heard in ages. This is tremendous. This is exactly what you want. Because
I got Kobayashi'd.
As everyone knows, you can't please all the people all the time. And if everybody agrees or you make everybody happy, you're doing the wrong kind of radio.
I don't even please my family all the time. Never mind callers.
I know.
Boss Man Laird's coming through.
He's walking in.
He's got answers. The answer for the clock was to turn it off. So hopefully this answers
Ken, this was
slightly more solid.
No, Ken and I talked pre-show. He thought it would be interesting to set you up to see what would happen if...
Yeah, and it cost Belichick his job when he did that with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. So learn your lessons, people. Don't set people up
to
fail. Let's get back to the Chiefs.
You and everybody else listening right now, let's say, now I'm comfortable in my Patriots fandom. I don't care if the Chiefs win 13 Super Bowls because what the Patriots...
You're lying.
Okay, I am. I say this to myself.
Because like now you're the greatest dynasty of all time.
My daily affirmation. I say that to myself all the time.
When they win 3 in a row,
I don't
they're
want
chipping
that
away.
To, you know what? If only, thank goodness, there would be somebody who was a part
Thanks,
of...
Thanks, Ken.
Andy, if only in the 3 o'clock hour we had somebody joining the program who was a part of the 21-game win streak and, of course, the back-to-back Super Bowl championships, let's find out from somebody who was a part of the first part of the double dynastic run how they feel about it.
That would be interesting to see if he goes the Eric Dickerson route and he's like, no, I don't want anybody to win 3 in a row. We couldn't win 3 in a row. I don't want anybody winning. Or if he goes with the, records
care.
Are made to be broken.
It's fine.
We want to see them
That's
win.
What I'm saying. Be comfortable.
Does it personally bother you, though? Do you literally, because I can tell you firsthand,
yes.
I live with a pink hat, spoiled, entitled son of a gun, and he's the son and I'm the gun. And my son hates Patrick Mahomes. He hates watching
Does
the Chiefs
he? Because
win.
That, see, that's
he
funny.
Despises it. And I don't understand how he doesn't see, like our boy Stiz, you people are all the same. Somehow, you don't see that the Chiefs and Mahomes and Reed are living the life you want.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had. Okay, they are, but we couldn't live it forever, obviously.
Correct.
So
but
someone else gets to live it. That's
don't
what I'm
don't you
saying.
Want somebody else to break the record? Don't you want somebody else to have their fun? It doesn't diminish what you did. Actually, it keeps you more in the conversation because you're being, people are like, well, Mahomes is great, but he's not the greatest. Reed is really good. He's not the greatest. Chiefs are winning a lot. Not as much as the Patriots. It keeps you in the conversation.
And it just makes people continuously replay that drive of Brady's in overtime in the 2018 AFC Championship, January 2019 in Kansas City.
That ticky-tack offsides call.
But I, hey, listen, it is what it is.
What
but see,
name?
You just reversed.
What?
You just reversed you people right there. You just had to go back to the record books and try to, you
oh,
tried to do
saying.
A little revisionist history right there.
This is the beauty, though, in my opinion.
It wasn't Tom Bahali. Who was that? What was his name?
It was the guy in the end of the line. Ford, maybe?
D Ford.
Steel trap right here, baby.
All right, I helped you out.
D Ford. This is the beauty of this, though, is that this is what sports is all about. Like, I actually don't think it's fun if you don't have this. You have to have the measuring stick. You have to have history on the line. You want to have all-time greats. You want to have records on the line. Yeah, I know everybody says it's great that Jaden Daniels has the Commanders in a place where we didn't expect, and that's fun. My biggest fear is they make it to the Super Bowl. Because they're due to fall on their face, and I don't want to go back to the late 80s and early 90s when Super Bowls were about teams falling on their faces. I want to continue to live the last 25 years when it's about greatness.
You
the
don't
Patriots
want, wait,
putting on a show.
You don't want to see the Super Bowl from 1991 run back with formerly known as the Blankskins against the Bills?
No, I do
no,
not.
Come on.
Because I think they are due to fall on their faces. He's due to look like a rookie. They're due to look like a team that doesn't belong there.
What if he's and on I don't an want epic that. Heater?
Maybe. What's more likely? He's on an epic heater to do something that's never been done, or he falls on his face at some point.
Okay.
What's more likely? Be honest.
What's more likely? That he'll fall on his face.
Okay.
But
thank
who do you get? Then
I don't want to ruin my Super Bowl Sunday by him falling on my face.
Before you take a call, let me ask you and the audience at
and
large.
We can take calls because I have a call screener now. And just to tease everybody, I see a large middle linebacker behind the glass. Ted Johnson is in the house.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.